Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a brick-and-mortar bookstore survive competition of rapidly evolving electronic commerce? When large brand-name stores, bookstores like Borders and Barnes & Noble, have long since closed their doors, Logos Bookstore remains. Logos Bookstore is the largest Christian bookstore in the state of Hawaii. Carl Ashizawa is the manager of Logos Bookstore. He joins us to share the Logos Bookstore story. We pause for a moment, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you, dear friend, the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, to lead you closer and closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you so much, no matter what you're facing today, no matter what you're going through. In fact, no matter where you've been or what you've done, there is always hope in Jesus. Yes, he loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, today, right now, calls you to himself. Would you respond to Jesus? Will you open your heart? You say, Danny, well, you don't know what I'm going through, actually, and you're right. None of us knows, but God does, and he loves you still, more than you would ever know, but he wants you to know and realize that right now, if you would open your heart to Jesus, you could enter into a personal relationship with God. Put your faith in Jesus. That's our hope and our prayer. Carl Ashizawa, he knows all about that. He graduated from UC Santa Cruz with a degree in biology before earning his master's degree from UC Berkeley's School of Public Health. His focus was in health administration and planning. He served as an administrative director of Asian Health Services in Oakland before working in hospital administration at Kaiser Hospital in Honolulu. He's the manager of Logos Bookstore, as I said earlier, a position he's held for over 35 years. Carl, it's a privilege. Welcome to our show.
Privilege is mine. Thank you for my being here.
Where did you grow up?
In San Jose, California. Actually, I was born in St. Louis, Missouri. My parents had gone there after the war, after they got an internment camp. Mm. But when I was 8 months old, we moved to San Jose, California, and that's where I grew up.
What was it like? What do you remember? Those childhood days in San Jose?
It was pretty nice because we lived on the outskirts of town, so everything around us was farmland. So we used to jump over the fence in our backyard, and we used to play in the apricot orchards, but there were cherry fields, tomato fields, you name it. We had everything in Santa Clara Valley.
So as you mentioned, apricot fields and tomato fields, as you're saying that, if you register, are you able to recall even the smells of what mm-hmm. it was like?
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing, Suzanne, how we can go back to things that we remember, I mean, in sensory form?
Yes.
Who influenced you most, Carl, in those early years, your growing up years?
There's no one in particular, I'd say. There are many people at our church that I went to, also the pastors and over the years, but I think in junior high school, there was one parent advisor. His name was Nab Otomori, who is, I think, very influential in helping to grow my Christian faith at that time. and helping me develop into leadership in our junior high group.
Let's talk about that a little bit. You mentioned growing in your Christian faith. You mentioned your parents and the church. Take us back for a moment on your journey as a young person, your journey to Christ, and even with Nab Odomori, his influence.
Well, I think I was fortunate that my mom was a Christian. My dad was a Buddhist in name only. I never saw him go to a Buddhist church. But because of my mom, you know, my brothers and I, we went to church at a very early age, ever since I can remember. So we grew up in the church, fortunately. I think, you know, when you're young, you have a basic understanding of who God is and Jesus Christ. But it's over years that you begin to develop your faith, understand it more fully, to see how it really affects your life. And it really wasn't until college that, grew up in the times of the Flower People, the Jesus Movement, so the 60s. I went to college in 1968. That's when I first started. And then we had all the protests against the Vietnam War. So 3 out of 4 years of college, we had turmoil on the campuses. There were riots, protests. And it was during that time that I became part of a Christian group which acted on the protest lines to stop violence. And it was during that experience and that doing study with other Christians what it meant to live out my faith, to make it something very real and not just, you know, in my head. So that was a very definitely a changing moment for me.
Jesus. You talk about the Jesus movement. What difference, Carl, has Jesus made in your life?
My faith has given me, I think, a better understanding, a worldview. I can see the world through different eyes. It's not just, you know, a secular person just looking at life and people. I see it through the eyes of Christ. And I can make sense of what the world is all about. I can even see my body, which is why I studied biology. I thought, you know, the human body is not made by accident. You know, it's just too complex. It's too wonderful and beautiful to be by accident. God had to do this. And so that was my starting interest and why I went into biology. Excuse me. So it gave me a sense of purpose to see how I was to live my life. And that's why I went into the book business. So,
take us further on that. When did the idea, Carl, to start a Christian bookstore in Hawaii take root?
Well, as you mentioned before, I was in healthcare. I was working for Kaiser Hospital as administrative assistant to the hospital administrator. And I did that for 6 years. Well, around year four, several other Christians and I, we'd be going out to lunch every month, get together, you know, study, pray. And all of us kind of felt like we wanted to do more in our Christian lives. You know, we're all in secular jobs. We, you know, always had an opportunity to share our faith with others, but we all felt like we wanted to do something more deeply. So the idea of a Christian bookstore came up, and we all laughed. We all laughed because there was three guys, and we said, why? We don't read. We can't do that. So it was pretty funny, but the idea stuck with us. And over a period of 2 years, God continued to work on us in many different situations, through many different people. And one of the key people that influenced us was Mike Hayes. He was director of InterVarsity at that time. And with his leading and guidance, he helped us see that you know, maybe it wasn't such a stupid idea after all. You know, there was a need. Each of us had different abilities. And plus, my then wife, later, Becky, was very much instrumental. She was more the intellectual. I was more the logistics. But anyway, it all came about with God's leading. And it took about 2 years for that first idea to come to fruition. But then it took another 2 years to actually develop the store.
So, talk about, well, you know what, when we come back from our break, let's go more in, because I'm fascinated by the process right now. And I guess the reason I'm fascinated by the process is because of longevity. There's something that God did in the 2 years, plus another 2 years, in the birthing of Logos Bookstore.
Well, I'm hearing three people, so I can't wait to hear more about this.
Other people involved.
Yes.
There's a partnership, a divine gathering that God is putting together to create a foundation for not just a business, but a business that will impact, have a spiritual impact for decades in the islands. That will impact people even all over the world.
That continues.
Carl Ashizawa, manager, Logos Bookstore. He'll share more, actually, heart to heart, yeah, that's it, with you when we come back. Stay with us, all right?
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When they started Logos Bookstore, there were 17 stores in the state of Hawaii, 17 Christian bookstores in the state of Hawaii. Well, that has since changed. Of course, a lot has happened in the ensuing years. Carl Ashizawa, the manager of Logos Bookstore, is with us today. He'll share a little bit about the progress. But we're before our break, we're talking about the process of actually starting. You're listening to the Good Life radio program. You say, Danny, well, Logos Bookstore, I've been there, I've seen that, they've blessed me. Someone else might be saying, well, I've got to go there for the first time. This is the first time hearing about it. Or you did go and you used to go and you need to go back.
Amen.
But did you know there are also resources that are available online? And Carl will explain some of that as well. Logos Bookstore Hawaii.com. Again, Logos Bookstore Hawaii.com. So Carl, take us back. You and your cohort praying, seeking God, a leader from Inner Varsity, Mr. Hayes,
yep.
Encouraging you. Take us further.
Well, I think in any endeavor, it really takes a group of people. There's no one individual who can do it all. And we were fortunate in our Christian community that there were others who shared the vision of opening another bookstore. You know, we had shopped at most of the other bookstores that existed, and we tried to find resources sometimes that were just not available, which is why we decided at that time to open up a different kind of bookstore. And we were very much ecumenical in approach. From conservative to liberal, we carried everything. We wanted to appeal to the entire Christian community, not to service any particular segment or denomination. And that's why we decided at the beginning to be non-church related as an independent bookstore. We didn't want to be tied to any particular denomination. And I think it worked. I think people respected us for having sort of an open door policy in terms of allowing anyone to come in. And we especially wanted seekers. We wanted to attract people who were searching for Christ. And sometimes, you know, just by the nature, you don't feel comfortable going to some bookstores that maybe are a little bit more in your face. You know, we were very much laid back in our approach. I would tell my employees, you do not share your faith unless the customer asks you what you believe. Your purpose is to serve the customer, find out what they want, and try to match their needs with what we have in the store. So it was always a servant approach.
Give us an insider's perspective. How has the technological revolution affected your business?
Well, regretfully, it's been very dramatic over the years. And it didn't help that in 2007, we had, you know, the major recession.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost simultaneous that during that time, Amazon was really picking up in terms of what they were selling. So Amazon started, I think, close to 30 years ago, just selling books. And they've always sold books at a high discount, sometimes about the same price that we would pay for. So
the wholesale cost.
Yeah, wholesale cost. So fortunately, their pricing has changed a little bit. It's gotten less predatory. It's allowed us to be able to compete a little bit more. But again, they started selling books. They continue to sell books. And they still continue to sell them at a discount. And Amazon is making money in all the other areas, like clothing and cloud computing.
Foods.
But, yeah. Yeah, even Whole Foods.
Yes.
So it's really tough to compete. And there are a lot of other small businesses in our state who also have been hurt or gone out of business due to Amazon. So the whole e-books thing came up. People stopped buying print books. But fortunately, in the last 2 years, print books have come back. Actually, they've grown in the last 2 years again, and e-books have stabilized. They haven't grown at all. So that's good news. So there's still hope for us brick-and-mortar bookstores.
What is the foundational value of Logos Bookstore?
Well, now being the only Christian bookstore in the state, I think the value is priceless. There are so many people who don't know Christ. don't know what books to buy, don't even know that there are different Bible translations. They come into the store, they have an opportunity to look, to open books, to read what they're about, to look at Bibles. You know, we show them different translations, we talk to them about what they're looking for. We try to find materials in the store that will serve them. So I think for especially for newer young Christians, we're really important. They can't do this online. Online is good if you know what you want to buy. Mm-hmm. And yet again, we have customers who come in the store who had bought Bibles online, and they said that, you know, they didn't like what they bought. And, you know, it's hard to return online. It costs money to return it. So they'll come into our store, talk to us, and buy a Bible from us. So there's a great benefit to having us available locally. Plus, you know, we want to serve the churches as much as possible, but we have found that a lot of churches are ordering online. Regretfully, in our society, convenience is more important than buying local.
Well, and also you have beautiful cards, you have DVDs, you have all kinds of not just but Bible studies. That's where we go get our Bible studies for the gals. And there's just so much more than just buying a Bible or just buying books. It's a beautiful store, beautifully laid out. And we really encourage our listeners to get down there.
Over 35 years, Carl, what do you attribute the longevity of Logos Bookstore?
That's God's coming. Grace. Only by God's grace go we.
Take us deeper with that. Explain what God's grace has meant. What has it looked like in the years of Logos, three and a half decades?
When we first started the store, we had to form it as a for-profit because we weren't tied to any particular church. We couldn't qualify as a nonprofit. So technically, we had to get shareholders, people who gave money to the ministry to get us started, not expecting any returns. And honestly, they haven't gotten any returns over the years. But we started with about 15 shareholders. Over the years, because it's been a struggle to survive, we went up to 110 shareholders. Again, people who were committed to the ministry, who wanted to support us and keep us alive. Regretfully, that shows my acumen as a manager is not being too good in terms of losing a lot of money and needing to ask people for money. But it's by God's grace that we had people in the community to support us. And even a few years ago when we had to do a fundraising campaign to raise money for renovations and possibly a move at that time, the community responded. So again, starting the store, it took a community. Keeping the store alive takes a community. So we really appreciate all the support that we've received from many people and churches to keep us and our ministry going.
Suzanne, I'm looking at Carl, and I'm there's a stirring that I feel because God has entrusted this work to you, to this man of God, and there's a faithfulness there that can only be seen when you look back over the course of time. There's trust involved with many relationships that have grown through the years with your customers, and by now generations of customers. Carl, how has the Lord changed you in the process?
Well, I think I've really matured. When I first opened the store, you know, I think I had a strong faith, but in looking back, it really wasn't that strong, and it wasn't as deep as it is now. I think the years of turmoil, suffering, you know, worrying every day about survival of the ministry, I've really gained a lot of wisdom and perspective. My faith has deepened. I've come to, I think, understand more about people and searching for their faith. I've talked to so many customers over the years and heard, you know, what they're going through, you know, what they're looking for to meet their needs, the questions they have in their life and in their faith. I think all that has helped to deepen my faith and just understand people better.
Carl, am I correct to say that I think you've also had a ministry to your staff?
I hope so.
I believe so.
I know I've made a few cry over the years.
But you've cared deeply about the people you've hired. And I know there's a gal there today that we did a lot of praying, and sure enough, you hired her. And it's been a tremendous blessing. But I just believe you also have such a heart for your employees and the people around you, and that's powerful.
We've taken a risk several times on hiring employees who, you know, from a business standpoint, you wouldn't necessarily hire. But I think, again, I think God has taught us to take risks, to see the value in a person other than their work ability. But it's who they are as a person. And it's always paid off. God has come through for us.
Carl Ashizawa. Carl has been manager of Logos Bookstore here in Hawaii for over 35 years. Logos Bookstore serving the Christian community books, Bible, their Bible inventory selection, comprehensive, as ecumenical, broad reach that they have. Suzanne, you mentioned resources, homeschool, Sunday school, homeschool resources, Sunday school curriculum, pastor and church resources, supplies, gifts, t-shirts, I mean, CDs, DVDs, on and on. Logos Books. You can find out more at logosbookstorehawaii.com. Again, logosbookstorehawaii.com. When we come back from our break in our next segment, well, here's a question. In over 35 years, what product has sold the most? You might think you know. You might be wrong. You might be right. I think the answer to that will perhaps give us a little bit to talk about, but more on the journey of Logos Bookstore and the journey of Carl Ashizawa in tandem. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me call,
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you go to the Logos bookstore, you can, I would encourage you, consider the Logos bookstore membership program, and you can receive a 15% discount. There's also a military discount program at Logos, so check that out. You can find out more at logosbookstorehawaii.com. Carl Ashizawa, the manager of Logos, is with us today. I'm Danny Yamashiro, grateful that you're with us. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer, our co-host, and it's always a blessing to spend this time with you. You see, I believe, I strongly believe that the Lord brings people into our studios and we share heart to heart with them as God really, through our guests, shares heart to heart with you. There's something here that the Lord has for you to inspire you, to pick you up, encourage you, maybe even to challenge you in some ways that need challenging. And I think in all of this, we bring glory to God. By His amazing grace, glory to God. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as we typically say, share it with a family member or friend. Well, Carl, what product through the years has sold the most at Logos Bookstore here in Hawaii?
Well, thankfully, I'd say Bibles, which we believe is the most important book to get into people's hands. Bibles has always been our focus and continues to be. And a couple years ago, we saw a greater need to focus on Bibles. So we even expanded our Bible section to carry a larger variety. We have almost every Bible translation.
And there are many.
So we do. We have a great selection, all different types, from basic Bibles to study Bibles and compact Bibles, etc. But what do you think is the most stolen item? Stolen item in a Christian bookstore.
Is it a Bible?
It's a Bible.
What?
Yeah. It's amazing. And that's because Bibles can be easily resold to used bookstores because they're high value. It's amazing. I even, once on 4th Street Mall, I caught a young man stealing a leather Bible. He walked out of the store. I went out, you know, confronted him. And it was interesting. He honestly said, I really needed the Bible for Bible study. And, you know, it just didn't quite make sense that you would steal one to go to Bible study. But, you know, we talked about it. He returned it, and I told him, you come to me again, you know, if you really want a Bible, and I'll help you out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was so embarrassed, he never came back again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's intriguing. Intriguing. Carl, why the Bible? Why do you feel that in over 35 years that has sold the most? And of course, there may be a much broader perspective, statistically speaking, than what we're seeing. But on a personal note, what is it about the Bible that people will just keep buying it and buying it and others will buy more? What is it?
Well, it's the basic book of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
It is the words of God and Jesus Christ. It is the inspired text. And it again is just the basic of who we are as a Christian. If we read it and begin to understand it and live it out, we don't necessarily need to read all these other books, but these other books help us to understand our faith and to live it out in daily life. Just like there are commentaries, just like there are different translations of the Bible. There are differing points of view, and it's not exactly easy to understand. So I believe the books that we carry help people to understand the Bible and to grow their Christian faith. But it all starts with the Bible.
Isn't it the most sold book in history?
Carl?
Yes, it is.
I think by a long shot.
It is.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the book-selling business has shifted. How have your customers changed?
Good question. When we started 35 years ago, I think our customer base was much broader, and it covered most income levels, because books at that time, you know, were sold in bookstores. Mm-hmm. You know, even though Amazon had started, they were still a new company. They were only getting a very small amount of business. So people would go to bookstores like Barnes & Noble, Borders, and us. So business was pretty good. But over time, as the internet developed, we found the more fluent, because they have the credit cards and the money, they would go online. And they would buy online and have things shipped directly to their house. So what we found recently is our customer base is more lower income and middle income. So it is interesting when we see the customers in the store, it's mostly lower income.
Share with us, as you did over the break, how many Christian bookstores when you began, the 35 plus years ago?
Well, in Hawaii, there are about 17 bookstores actually on island. And then each of the neighbor islands had about two bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, we're the only one left in the state. But when we joined our Logos Association, we were store number 72.
And this now, is nationwide?
Nationwide, mm-hmm. Yeah, in our association. Now the association has only about 20, but then a lot of the older stores close. We have newer ones. And when you look at the Christian Booksellers Association, I think there was over 4,000 bookstores. Now we're half, maybe 2,400.
Mm. Those are pretty profound statistics. Yeah.
This may be a bit tender, but here we go. Spiritual lessons. What spiritual lessons, Carl, have you learned as a business leader?
God's grace comes first. You want to be a good business person, and you need to take care of, you know, the business aspects, you know, which includes money,
mm-hmm.
keeping control, not losing too much, taking care of your employees. But I've learned that in all things there's grace. We need to be, I think, good stewards. But there are times, as Suzanne was saying, if she ran a bookstore, she'd probably be giving away the books first instead of selling them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. We're always being asked for donations, and it's hard for us to give donations because we're not really making money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we still do some because we want to support other ministries. Yeah, it just comes down to God's grace, and that's why we're still alive, too.
This may sound rhetorical, but it's because if you give the answer, I want to dig deeper into that because I think it'll relate with people in a much broader way. Discouragement, periods of discouragement, points of disillusionment. God called you to do it. I think, Suzanne, there's to talk to someone who's been in business for 5 years, that's one thing, 10 years, but then for almost four decades, you know, there's a profundity to it. So, but again, have you faced those moments of discouragement, disillusionment, confusion, Carl?
Often. Very often. I think I've had years of depression, mm-hmm. you know, during the really hard years. I know I used to have more anger, and I think because of the stress and the worry, I'd be kind of short-tempered.
So, people, when we talk about money and business, just a person might not even be in business, but they know money, mm-hmm. and they know not enough money, and the feelings that come with not enough money, bills coming in, seeing a child who you want so desperately to provide something for the child, or the children, or a spouse, and it affects your moods. It affects the way you relate with the very ones you love, sometimes, or maybe more times than we wish would happen. Carl, when we come back from our break, I think you've touched a nerve here when you start talking about emotions, anger, but practically speaking, here you are. And you've overcome. God has sustained you, overcome. But someone today can relate exactly with, very closely with what you have just shared. And I think, Suzanne, that this is a moment where God will minister to someone. It could even be a crisis moment. Or maybe someone is ready to make a decision or take a turn that could be regrettable. But God sends you here, Carl, today to encourage them at a critical moment. The grace of God is here for you, dear friend, for you, for your family, yes, for you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Carl Ashizawa, LogosBookstoreHawaii.com.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, using the latest technology, Logos Bookstore offers personal service in the convenience of your home. You can search through a selection of over 200,000 titles and beyond. Sign up for Logos Bookstore's monthly e-newsletter, and you can get the inside scoop of all that God is doing in and through Logos and Carl Ashizawa, who's with us today. LogosBookstoreHawaii.com. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thanks for joining us. And this is our last segment. Well, tying in with before our break, periods of discouragement. Carl even talked about being depressed, especially when you think about 2007, 2008, 2000, the Great Recession. But, I mean, you know, close to 40 years now. This is there's a lot to talk about in terms of the ebb and flow of life and business. How did the Lord help you through those really dark waters, so to speak?
Well, first I'd like to give credit to my wife, Becky, who's been my partner in life and in ministry. Without her support, I think I would have given it up years ago. And then our staff is very important, you know, with their support, their hard work and dedication to the ministry. And then we have the shareholders who, you know, quote-unquote legally are called shareholders. But again, they're supporters, and they're not just the financial, but their prayer support and their personal support for us to keep the ministry going has been very important.
How important has the prayer support been through the years?
Crucial. And I'll recount one story. I was diagnosed with kidney cancer, and they were going to take out my left kidney. So I was scheduled for surgery. So I didn't make it public at first, but then, you know, it kind of spread that I was going to be out for probably 2 or 3 months, kidney surgery. So there are a lot of people, a lot of churches who prayed for me. And the week before the surgery, I met with the surgeon. He did another CAT scan. He called me into the office and said, "Something's wrong. This doesn't look right. Your cancer shrunk. You know, we didn't do anything, so it's not supposed to shrink." So he said, "Okay, come back in a week. We'll do another exam." Okay, next week it got smaller. And then next month it got smaller. 3 months later it got smaller. 6 months later it was gone. So by the grace of God, the prayers of many people, I was cured. And just in general, over the years, the prayer support has been what's kept us alive, what's kept me in my right mind.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, you say that, we chuckled a little bit, right, by just saying that. That's a real thing.
That's a real miracle.
I mean, being in your right mind. Oh. I mean, anybody anybody that is under stress, financial stress, you got timelines. I mean, maybe we don't talk about it enough. I mean, to be in your right mind, how quickly sometimes or how close we are to going off the edge. Mm-hmm. We don't often talk about that. Somebody right now might feel like they're ready to go off the edge. Well, what would you say, Carl, to someone who's going through a really tough time? They're discouraged, on the verge of depression, or maybe in depression, don't even know that that's what it is, but they're in a very dark place. What would you say?
The important thing is to share with others. Let other people know what you're going through. Get their advice, get their prayers. We cannot operate alone. You know, we need to be in a spiritual community of faith.
We were made to be.
Yes.
In my opinion, in a spiritual community.
And I think that's crucial. If we don't share and open up with others and ask for help, then it is too hard to do it alone.
When you've asked for help, of course, people have prayed for you. How have people responded? You talked about prayer, but how have people responded that has caused you to engage more? To be able to say after all these years, That the answer is in the Lord, obviously, but not in isolation, but in community. How have people responded to you?
Well, fortunately, when I work on the floor of the store, you know, helping customers, there are always customers who come up and just thank us for being there. You know, who just have been shopping with us over the years and just appreciate the ministry continuing to exist. They know how difficult it is. They know how we struggle. And they continue to pray for us. And they've been openly sharing with our staff and myself how they appreciate us. That's very helpful.
And I would say continue to pray for Logos Bookstore. Pray for Carl. Pray for Becky. Pray that the Lord who has sustained them will continue to do so and carry them through far beyond maybe even what Carl envisions. Suzanne?
I don't want our listeners to lose sight of having just heard of an absolute miracle of God through prayer. Carl, I would bet that there have been some people that have come through the store and said, I prayed for you.
Yes.
And this is huge. A lot of people don't believe that God's still in the miracle business, and he absolutely is. So take hold of that, our listeners. He's still in the miracle business, and that was how's your doctor? Pretty amazed?
He was surprised.
Praise the Lord.
Carl, do you have a favorite scripture or maybe a scripture in this season of your life that resonates with you this time?
Okay, I have a bad memory, but I believe it's Philippians 4. Mm. And it's basically saying that we need to trust in God. We need to teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. Mm. And we just need to love each other all the time.
Mm. Let's spend some time in prayer. Spending some time in prayer for someone today who may have come to the store. Maybe they're going to come to the store. But someone today who is struggling themselves. Carl, could you lead us in this prayer? Pray for this dear friend of ours.
Gracious God, we come to you knowing that we are not perfect, that we're all sinners, but by your grace and love, you've given us all things. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived and died and was resurrected for us. I thank you for the ministry which you've given Logos, the opportunity to serve others by sharing your word, your printed word, in Bibles and books and gifts and other items, that we can share the beauty and grace of your love with all created things, with all of our customers. We want to serve the entire community. And every person who comes in the store should be treated, as one saying goes, like angels unaware. They may be angels who've come in. They may be Christ who comes into our store. So let us serve them in all grace and honesty and love, to find things that can serve them, to bring them closer to you.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for a message of perseverance. You have given Carl and Becky the grace to persevere. And there have been many challenging time, frightening time, depressing times, but by your grace, which Carl has told us, by your amazing, wonderful, controlling grace, you've allowed them to persevere. Continue, Father. And for our listeners who are going through a struggle and need that message, persevere. Run to the arms of Jesus. Seek him and help him gift you with perseverance.
And someone today might even have a diagnosis from someone who, from a physician, maybe going through a time physically caught by surprise. And we just pray in the name of Jesus, as people prayed for Carl, for that cancer to shrink. We speak to that tumor. We speak to that cancer. We speak to that ailment in the name of Jesus to shrink away, to melt away. And we call upon the name of Jesus for his healing touch to be upon you as you put your hand even on that very place. And we, by faith, come with you now in the name of Jesus and pray for healing, for restoration, for God's supernatural provision, for surprise blessings, even in moments of suspended animation when you're seeking the Lord's direction, that God will guide you even now as he's spoken through Carl Ashizawa. We pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Carl, you have been a blessing. It's an exciting season coming up. Of course, the holidays are always exciting. And, well, in one way or another, it's always the holidays when you go to Logos Bookstore. LogosBookstoreHawaii.com. Carl, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Inspiring words from Carl Ashizawa, LogosBookstoreHawaii.com. Hey, now there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, I believe, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Romans 15:4, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Carl Ashizawa. Again, LogosBookstoreHawaii.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.